Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
And I'm live in Studio A with Ellis Paul. He'll be performing at the Columbus Performing Arts Center tonight. That's at 549 Franklin Avenue in Columbus. It's part of the Six String Concert Series. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. I'll have some questions for you in a few minutes, but could we hear a song first?
Sure, yeah. This is called Rose Tattoo. I got laid off, it's Monday. I'm calling to tell you, you don't sit with me well. I feel like I failed you. You say we got each other, now it's plenty enough, and I know that's true. But we got one kid coming, one still in diapers. It's a rainy drive home. One good wiper, leave the porch light on. I need a beacon just to pull me to you. Well, if I ever lost you, I would be lost too. Just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo. Like a rose tattoo. Like a rose tattoo. Now the economy's crashing and this poor boy's laughing, 'cause there's nothing to lose. We don't live in no mansion. There's no bling to put on. Only Walmart fashion will do. Inside the house, the baby's screaming and the pasta's steaming. And I look through the windows, feels like I'm dreaming. You pull the door open, say, Daddy, when you coming home? Baby, if I lost you, I would be lost too. Just drifting in a sea of blue. In my skin like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo. And you say we'll fight for the best case scenario, and then you put Van Morrison on the stereo. Well, sure, there's trouble in the boardrooms, trouble in the factories, trouble in the alleys out back. But we've got love in these patterns, and love is what matters. And baby, I got your back. I've got your back. I've got your back. Hey, I got your back. Baby, if I lost you, I would be lost too. Just drifting in a sea of blue. You're in my skin like a rose tattoo. Like a rose tattoo. Like a rose tattoo. like a rose tattoo, like a rose tattoo.
Ellis Paul live in Studio A. That's Rose Tattoo from his new one. It's The Day After Everything Changed. Been out a month or two now, right?
Yeah, just like 5 or 6 weeks.
And I guess there's themes to these songs here that have something to do with the day after everything changed.
Yeah.
Can you go into a little detail on that for us?
There are important days in people's lives where they're hitting some kind of crossroads and have to turn left or right. So, you know, that's the song about a character that just got laid off and he's reevaluating his life, and his wife is involved and sort of keeping him in check and keeping his perspective hopeful. And
yeah, a lot of people can probably relate to that
right
now.
Probably,
the economy.
Yeah.
Ellis Paul, he'll be at the Columbus Performing Arts Center tonight, and Antje Duvekot.
That's right.
For you. Can you tell us anything about that artist?
Antje is one of my favorite songwriters. She's a really brilliant lyricist, and she's from the Boston area. And she's still kind of emerging nationally, but she's really well known in town in Boston. And so she's been opening shows for me for the last couple of years, and people will really love her.
All right. And you've got a whole slew of CDs out at this point, but
I
you've
do,
also got
yeah.
a book, Notes from the Road.
Uh-huh.
What inspired you to try your hand at writing?
Well, it was one of those things where I had accumulated enough journal entries from my time on the road to actually put them in a book so people could get them all in one sitting. And I'm still collecting those things as I go. I put a lot of that stuff in my blogs online or at home, and so there might be another book coming eventually.
All right, and you've done quite a bit of work with Vance Gilbert. How did the two of you meet?
We met at an open mic in Boston a long time ago. He's a great friend of mine. We've actually toured a little. I'm trying to remember if I've come through Columbus with him or not, but we released a record together called Side of the Road, and toured nationally for a few months after that to promote it. And but he's been a good friend of mine for a long time.
And talk about Woody Guthrie and how you got to play at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was a cool thing. I'm a big fan of Woody Guthrie. I actually have a tattoo of him on my right shoulder. So the family has sort of adopted me as one of the Guthrie clan. And I was invited to play at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during his induction ceremony. And I got to collaborate with lyrics that were in his collection of, you know, songs that don't have music to them. He's got like pages and pages. There's about 1,000 songs that don't have music for him. And so I put music to one of those, which is great.
Woody Guthrie tattoo. Do you have any other tattoos that say mom or?
No,
like that?
That's it. Yeah, no, nothing.
All right. Well, Bill Morrissey was impressed with you way back when, and he decided to produce your first record, which was Say Something, back mm-hmm. in the early 90s. Are the two of you still in touch at all?
Yeah, Bill's up in New Hampshire, and he's still touring around on the folk circuit, and yeah, I keep in steady touch with him. I haven't seen him in almost a year, unfortunately, because our paths haven't crossed, but I'm heading up to New England in the next couple months and hope to bump into him then.
All right. Ellis Paul is joining me live in Studio A. Again, he'll be at the Columbus Performing Arts Center tonight. The address, 549 Franklin Avenue, and Antje Duvekot opening for that. It's part of the Six String Concert Series. And could we hear another one from
sure.
you?
Sure. This song is called The Day After Everything Changed, and it's got some Japanese-style wabi-sabi type lyrics. If you want to Google wabi-sabi, it's W-A-B-I, and sabi is S-A-B-I. It's kind of an interesting kind of zen-like Japanese aesthetic. Do, 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 do. Like a hummingbird flew through the air between us. bringing a promise from your lips to mine. A sweet honey kiss like none I'd ever tasted, straight to my head like wine. I carried home the rust that caressed your touch, still burning on my skin. I'm falling in where I stop and you begin. Leaves, they fall, a clock is turning on the wall. Colors, they change. Behind the walls of cracks and truths that will reveal us, like water breaking stone. The buckets of rain have fallen in the sheets between us. We lie together, we lie low. What is beauty? What is broken? Has it faded now unspoken? A crack in the window pane can break the world in two. Leaves, they fall. A clock is turning on the wall. Colors, it shades.
Nice one. Ellis Paul live in Studio A, the title track of his new CD. And looks like you're using open tuning.
I am.
Is that your favorite, or do you dabble in other tunings as well?
No, I bounce around on, but this is the one that I work out of mostly. It's just open D, D, A, D, F sharp, A, D.
And you played some trumpet back in high school. Do you ever bring that on the road or play it nowadays?
No, I don't. It's a little hard when I'm playing by myself to throw that kind of instrument in, but I would if I was steadily traveling with other musicians. So and I have done it before on special occasions, like New Year's Eve or something. I might pull it out and
all right,
blow it a while, but yeah, it's pretty much impossible to do this by myself and have the guitar there, and you know, but it's a fun instrument.
Way back when you got yourself into Boston College, you had a track scholarship. Were you an all-around track and field guy, or did you have a specialty?
Oh, I was a distance runner. I'm still a big fan of it. I'm on track and field news every day looking up stuff, and there's a big race tonight, actually, the World Championships indoors. There's a couple big American athletes in that, and so I'm eager to find out how we're doing there.
And I think you had an injury back then, right, in track and field?
Mm-hmm.
Are you fully healed now, or how's that going?
I am. I'm not running much these days. I'm a folk singer now, so I travel around and don't run much. I drive a lot. and I get there quicker, but more lethargically at the same time.
And you spent 5 years as a social worker. How did that affect your songwriting?
It just, as a, you know, as being a folk singer, keeps me open to, you know, things that are important in the big picture for all of us. And, you know, and I think the best songs speak to that. You know, you might be specifically writing about two specific people in a specific situation, but it tends to be a universal problem, even when you're talking about things like, you know, like the first song with a guy losing his job and that kind of thing. So I just have, I think, a better educated eye in listening for those things, those stories when they come by my ears, and then putting them into songs.
And other than Antia Duvicott and Woody Guthrie, who else are some of your favorites?
Well, I have a batch of new folks, Mark Arelli, Chris O'Brien. They're New England guys, a guy named Sam Baker down in Texas. But I'm a big, you know, I'm a big fan. My holy trinity is Joni Mitchell, Dylan, and Woody Guthrie. And of course, Bill Morrissey, John Gorka, Sean Colvin, Suzanne Vega, you know, and that crowd of people, all those people are people I'm fans of. John Prine, you know, the great acoustic songwriters.
Sure. And you've won, I guess, 13 Boston Music Awards and had songs in a bunch of hit movies, too. How did you get hooked into the whole music for movies thing?
Well, that was just luck, I guess. It's one of those things where you just, your songs get around enough so that somebody in Hollywood hears them and falls in love with them enough to put them in their movies. So it's not something we really chase after, but it just happened. But it's been good. I mean, I got to buy a house because of one of those songs, which is great.
All right. And you have a website, ellispaul.com. Can people order CDs through that website?
They can, but they ought to come to the show tonight and get it from me in person. And that way I'll sign it and smile at them.
All right. Ellis Paul live in Studio A. Again, he'll be at the Columbus Performing Arts Center tonight. And he's also got MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter pages out there, as well as some stuff on YouTube. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
Could we hear one last song before you take off?
Yeah. I'm going to do this one. It fits my morning voice. This is called Jukebox on My Grave, and it goes out to all the true music fans out there.
Ellis Paul live in Studio A again. Antia Duvicott opening the show tonight.
When I'm gone on my judgment day, please put a jukebox upon my grave. Don't want no headstone, no cold tears, just a jukebox to say a music man lays here. And all my friends, when they drop by, can drop a quarter down and hear Roy Orbison's cry. A flood of memory comes wave by wave, carried by the voice inside the jukebox on my grave. Hear Hank Williams and some George Jones, some Beatles songs, a little Dylan, some Rolling Stones, Joni Mitchell and Marvin Gaye and Johnny Cash. He's risen from the ashes on my grave. my grave. That's Johnny Cash, they're singing Boy Named Sue upon my grave. When I'm gone, on my judgment day, put a quarter in the jukebox upon my grave. Don't want no headstone claiming I was brave. Just a jukebox singing songs upon my grave. My grave, just a jukebox singing songs upon my grave. My grave.